Good Gabs, sponsored by SkillSkin, a nonprofit organization empowering individuals with disabilities through employment. I don't think we've had anyone more famous in this room than we do today. Get ready, open your hearts, open your minds, because today we have Rafael Bucho. Rafael, thanks for joining us.
Thank you, my brother. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, finally started to warm up around here, huh?
Mm-hmm. The weather is good. It was good. Sunday was something else. But
yeah. I bet. Yeah, so I was down in Bend, Oregon over the weekend, and it started snowing down there. Oof. But I started to see pictures on the internet of Bloomsday, and yeah, the weather seemed kind of dark and dreary. Was it raining on you the whole time?
Oh, we have two weather in Ghana. Back home is just the sun. We have a dry season, so rain season and a dry season. That are the two weather. It's always hot all the time, but not compared to Phoenix in Arizona. Because I'll be heading towards there. So, but it's a good weather. I always love the sun and. But as a para athlete, always need to face different weather, different countries, and all the time. So I'm used to it.
Yeah, I bet. Yeah, and you're all over the world racing, right?
Yeah.
And competing?
Mm-hmm. Competing. Yeah. Try to make sure, give our talents. We have to do so many things because the para athlete has been something I've been involved in about getting to 20 years now.
20?
Yeah.
Okay.
I started doing it professionally for since... 93, coming to 2000, I started doing it professionally. And here I am today. It has been something that has been so many beneficial for my nation, for the people who will look up to me and all those stuff. So I keep on going. I keep on pushing myself all the time.
When we heard your name, you're famous in Spokane, too. It's like everywhere.
Yeah. Spokane has been, it has always been part of my calendar. Anytime I want to come to the States, I look up first for Spokane, the Bloomsday. Since 2008, I was introduced to it. I keep on coming.
That's almost over 15 years.
Yeah.
That is amazing.
Mm-hmm. So I keep on coming every year, trying to make sure I've been part of it. But the last 3 years has been amazing because... It was a different chapter altogether in my life, meeting my new host family, trying to make sure, believing the dream I'm having, and trying to make an impact both here and back home in Ghana, and making part in the life of persons with disability back home have been amazing.
What does that look like for you, like with your nonprofit? Like, what's happening?
Oh, it's all about... the talent I have in growing up in the community I live in the country and I live in, there's so many things that people believe in being a disabled person. People feel like it's having a curse. People feel like you are not a right person to be among the human and all those stuff. So I'm a little bit lucky to appear in the family who is a Christian family. So they give me all the support by the community could not accept me, like who I am as a person with disability. So growing up and find the sports I can do with my upper body, I just find it like it's a great opportunity for me to use as a tool to change people's perception out there, to let them know, look, we all have some unique talent within everybody with support, right platform. That talent can be a beneficial for the community and the nation. So I just took it upon myself to make sure... I rise to the high and be able to get a platform that can get me opportunity to reach out to the people, to change the perception, to let tell people, look, we've been created in some unique way. What we need is just an equal platform, equal support, and everybody can be a beneficiary to the nation. So, and apart from that, I just also feel like I don't just want to be remembered as a three-time Paralympian, three-time World Championship, three-time Commonwealth Game in Africa.
Oh, really? That's not... Yeah. But that's pretty amazing.
Yeah. So with that, I just came up with a club called Go Get Em, Wheelchair Racing Club. The whole brain behind it is to give back to the young generation of para athletes who are looking up to me and also...
What's that look like right now back home?
back home, I can say, like, Rafael has put Ghana up there and through my sports achievement and represented the nation in the other bigger stage and across the world has changed a lot of perception back home. The media now talk about para sports, not only for football or soccer. A lot of media, we have a friends of media at the moment back home in Ghana who always look up to para sports news to talk about and all those stuff. And that's how it has been. It hasn't.
Wow.
It hasn't been something that's
better than here.
Yeah, but for us.
But we're starting.
Yeah, starting. Yeah, it's always good to have some starting point in some of the things. But it isn't. I can say that the back in the States is doing better to understand the disability issues. People are ready to embrace, and family are ready to be there for their kids right from beginning. But back home, sometimes you need to struggle to make sure. You need to be top up there, or you have a family who know that, okay, look, we need to give all out for this person before you can rise to up there. And that have been some of our situation. So currently back home, I'm a voice for the voiceless. I try to make sure people understand that disability is not inability.
Yeah.
We look beyond our disability, and there's so many things we can go get them beyond our disability.
I love that so much, and the work that you're doing. That's the work that we do at SkillSkin. Yeah, is, you know, we're trying to highlight people's abilities. Mm-hmm. And in fact, we have someone, his name's Jerry. He is a para athlete too. Not as credentialed as you, but he won, or he didn't win Bloomsday, but he almost did a couple different times. And he started a long time ago, back in the 70s,
yeah,
is when he started kicking off. And just a great guy. But I told him that you were going to be on the show. He's like, what? Yeah.
Yeah, we respect those people who paid the way for us, both here and back home and everywhere. We really respect, like, Craig. Craig was one of the great para athletes for Spokane. He have done it, represent the state very well in the national. So we respect a lot of people who put on any small effort to try to make an impact in the world. It means a lot to some of us. It's something that we look up to. It's as a form of motivation. Look, the world is the place to be, a beautiful place for all of us, because we all are being created equally, and we all have our own ability, and we all have our own disability. Some have a hidden disability in
right.
so many ways. Things that I can do, you cannot do. It's a form of disability because you are also lack in that aspect. So we all need to just make sure we are there, and make sure we pave way, we make sure we create opportunity for other people, and just make some impact.
I love that, right? If we can open the door for others, let them step through. It's amazing. Well, you're doing that in big, big ways.
Thanks.
When you were growing up then, so how did you get your hands like on a racing chair at first? Because they're hard to come by no matter where you are in the world.
That's the fact. Equipment is one of the biggest challenge for our sports, and especially back home in Africa. I didn't start the sports early, and there was no awareness around the para sports back home in Ghana. So I started somewhere around 15 years, 16 years, because it was so funny for me. People don't let you believe that you can use your upper body to do something. So when I joined...
You can go real fast.
So when I joined an organization called GSPD, it's Ghana Society of Physically Disabled. The first time they said they were doing sports, it was funny to me, though, because I said to my, you need your leg, because we grew up knowing that we can only play sports with your legs. So when they were saying that they want to do something with they are going to do with sports, it was funny in my eyes.
You're like, what is happening?
What is happening? You need your legs. You don't have your legs. How can you play sports? But when I joined it and I saw that, they start throwing ball in each other, saying they are playing basketball, I said, wow, if there's something I can do with my upper body, yeah, there's easy. Let's go. Let's go get them. So I started and playing basketball before the para athletics, and do hand cycling. I play wheelchair tennis and at some point. But the equipment aspect has been the biggest challenge. We're lucky to have some donors from the state. Our sports aspect, the growth, the development, everything has linked to the United States. We used to have Johnny and Friends Ministry, who normally distribute chairs to the world. So they do bring some U.S. celebrity athletes like Jane Driscoll, Bud Bradwell, they were in Ghana. So I was discovered by... Yeah, so they do come to Ghana and run some clinic and the training workshop. So I was part of some of the sports camping that they run. So,
you got to see what was possible.
Yeah.
And like, here we go.
Good. So through that, we got some chairs. The youth donate one for some of the athletes back home in state that is brown. So we used to share. Some of them are bigger. It's not our size. We need to fit to make, to make some adjustment to be. So the first time I got my own measured customized chair was 203 when I was fly from Ghana. After the camp, I was one of the athletes that was stand like MVP, most improved. So I was selected to be in the state to be equipped.
Nice.
So that's the first time I got my own
racing chair. How did that feel?
You can imagine the smile on my face. It was like I made a statement that when I got my chair, I said, it's finished. And the lady, Jane Driscoll, asked me, why do I say it's finished? And I said, it's finished because now I can pursue my dream. So she's one of the people in the States who have saw the talent in me and who I've become today. I sometimes doubt my heart to her because she finds something right from beginning. It believes in what I can do. And here I am today. Not for myself, but for people up there in Ghana, people
and around the world.
Around the world who now can say, like, I want to be like Raphael. I want to do something with my talent. Even not in the sport, people can say, like, I'm motivated now that I can also become somebody. I can be useful for my country and the community. That is something I would say has made me feel that one way or the other, I can also say I've done the work of God.
True. You're in service.
Yeah.
Service to others.
Mm-hmm.
Tell us a story about maybe some of the young people that you've met that, you know, that are looking up to you, that maybe see some dreams.
Oh, after I go get them crabbing set up, I call it a generation. I have a first generation, which is one of the, I have four athletes who are first generation. I have a second generation, and I'm moving to the third generation. The third generation is among the 12 years, 13 and 15 or 10 years. But the first athlete, which is McLean, who is the captain and the face of, is supposed to be here with me in the States, Bloomsday. He died at Bloomsday last 2 years. But last year we missed out, and this year he missed out too. But he will be coming.
Dang it. Next year.
Next year, God willing. So they are the people I scout or I discover some of the athletes from the rural areas who never know anything about para sports and give them hope. Some of their family feel like there's nothing good that can come out of them. And I said, there's something in you. And I bring them.
Would it be fair to say, like, maybe families maybe even feel like this is a burden they're carrying?
To be honest with you, that is the perception about some of the family back home in Ghana, in Africa. I talk about Ghana because that's where I live and that's where I'm from. And that's what people we have related with have been thinking. But there's so many eye-openers. There's so many things that are not happening, TV stations and the radio stations and what we, some of us, are putting in, meeting groups of people, talking to them now, those things have been changing. But now a lot of people are so happy with what we are doing and the impact of making some of them in their life, bringing them together, train them, and create opportunity for them to travel. Some of them make it to the national team. Some of them go to competition with some of them this year.
Or just like have confidence.
Confidence.
Like if they don't go anywhere, they can go back home and be like, yeah.
Yeah. And the family, some of them feel, I remember returning back home from South Africa this February. And one of the guy I took the first time ever in his life has traveled out of the country. And I came back and their father was calling me and said, Raph, we never thought that somebody from our family would bought a plane. And then we didn't know that it would be our child who is a physical challenge person. That's go down to me. That's one way or the other, the family will grow now to believe that, look, What we need is just give him opportunity or support him. That alone feels something. There's people who listen to your voice on radio and call and say, look, Raph, you have made some difference in our life. Yeah. As we listen to you this afternoon, people will call you and say, look, Raph, you are doing amazing. You are imparting some life up there. That alone let you feel that you are making some change in other people's life, who sometimes people feel like that's it, but there's a hope. If the Lord haven't given up on you, you can't give up on yourself.
Absolutely true. I've learned that myself, just working in this world, supporting opportunities for people with disabilities here in Spokane. And that idea of travel too, we started up a program where we went and hung up like soap and towel dispensers in bathrooms for businesses. And so we were just doing that. And we started like travel outside of Spokane. And I was in the car one time. I was like, yeah, I'm going to go with you guys. Let's get this going. We went to Montana. And I didn't realize that half the car had never left Spokane ever in their whole life before. They had never had the opportunity to have their own hotel room. And what that meant to them. And I guess I really had taken that for granted. But opening that part of my mind to just opportunity for people, that it's transformative.
Yeah.
And you're doing that. Yeah.
That's what we are doing in our small world. We're trying to impart the life of people. It's not easy, but we keep on going. It's worth it. It's worth it. Sometimes try to raise your own fund and make sure you travel to make sure you represent them. Anytime I'm in any starting line, either being on track, being on the road, I feel like I carry the shoulder of 6 million population of disabled people on my shoulder. They are looking up to me at that time. I'm their hero. I'm their the people they want to see. Not just that seeing me winning, but they will feel that they were represent. Their disability is being carried up there to represent and make them feel proud.
Yeah.
If there's any newsletter, the way they feel like, yeah, that is one of us.
Do you feel pressure personally, like that you are the face of disability in many communities, especially in para athletes?
Yes. Yeah,
is that heavy?
Sometimes it become heavy because of you have done this and you need to stay on top. You need to make sure you create a lot of opportunity for others, not for yourself. And then to be able to do that also, you need to also keep yourself up there.
Right.
And that's sometimes not easy. That's not something that come easy, but we are doing this. And I keep on believing, like, I can do all things through Jesus Christ who strengthened me. He's my strength and I can't do it alone. So I believe where you feel like, hey, you need to go now, and this is, and a good aspect also sometimes you get people around you sometimes, if like you are going down, they lift you up to just be there. We need you to be up there because there's so many people who are looking up to you. So sometimes the pressure do come, but sometimes we don't. We are human. Sometimes we can't do all. So.
Well, so speaking of being human, so you know, we celebrate you for all your wins, and we talk a lot about, you know, wins in our world too. But even just for my own self, like, my character shows up like when I fail and when things don't go my way. How do you deal with stuff, you know, when you fail or when things don't go your way? How do you bounce back?
Sometimes I always make a statement that the dog that is chasing you will determine the speed you go. It means that sometimes the thing that is driving us keep us going. So no matter how we fall, we keep on rising up and keep on pushing ourselves. As I said, it's not about me anymore. There's one secondary school in Ghana, their motto say, me mainti, enye minti, that's Akan language. It's not about me, it's about my country. Me mainti, enye minti. So sometimes it's not about Raph, it's about the people, it's about the next generation. So,
wow.
We keep on falling, we keep on rising, we keep on pushing ourselves because we feel we are not up there yet. And sometimes it's the baton. I need to pass that baton to the next generation. And after activeness, I'm a coach to some of them. So you need to pay a good path as your coach, and then they are going, you can say, okay, one way or the other, we have laid a good path for them. So that alone, if the downs come, you just bounce back and pick it up. But so sometimes I keep on talking to John, say, it's not easy. It's not easy, but we keep on driving ourselves.
But when we're in service to others or something bigger than ourselves, it makes it a little easier. I feel that. That's true. Okay, well, so, okay, back to Spokane. Like, I'm still thinking, you've been up here for 16 years now, 16 races. Why Spokane? Why do you keep coming back?
As I said, I love the community. I love the people. And the one beautiful thing about Spokane is, like, they embrace the Bloomsday as their own. It's true. Something everybody puts in his calendar. Everybody wants to be part of it. So that is something that is so unique about Bloomsday. Everyone, every generation, every kid, you see kids out there trying to walk and get to the finishing line. It looks so beautiful. And that's something that's, anytime after finishing my race and being on TV and looking at it all the time on the Facebook, and it's just okay. I was there. Yeah. I was part of it this year. So it just immediately you try to miss it, just, oh, I'm missing somebody. And the beautiful aspect is, since 2 years or 3 years down the line, there's a family who have always make you part of their calendar, who feel like, okay, this year we are receiving Rafa in their house. Rafa will be in town. And that alone is another bond on family something, no matter color, no matter disability. Here they are opening their door to accept you in and make you feel that we are all one. So that alone.
And you think that's unique here?
It's so beautiful.
Oh.
So beautiful.
I love my city. Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, so beautiful about Spokane. I've been here and I've been engaging some groups and everything. The welcoming, it's like, I feel like I get this back home if people open their doors for you all the time to even share what you have to be a beneficial to other people. So that alone makes my coming back so unique for me all the time.
Well, I'm glad you're here. Do you have any favorite restaurants? I'm just curious.
Oh, do I have? Maybe Mr. John waiting. Maybe John and Marissa will now take me to one, but I don't have a favorite yet. But I know a couple of that have been mentioned, but maybe I might not know the name, but
Yeah. So you're here for a couple months. Did I hear you're gonna play in Hook Fest too?
I'll be around for the Hook Fest.
You gonna play?
That's what we're looking for. What? We tried to bring 3v3 team, but things could not work the way we wanted. But I'm here as long as I'm a basketball player, the captain for the Black Charros national team back home, Ghana Wheelchair Basketball Federation. I'm here. And
You're the captain of that team?
Yeah, I'm a captain for the national basketball team back home.
I bet basketball's pretty fun.
Yeah, I play basketball. Yeah, that way.
You guys, when you're playing too, you're playing. Yeah. I see the metal coming together. It's like, yeah.
Yeah, so people ask you, do you play in different courts? And I said, we use the same courts, the same ball. The rules is that we sit in a chair throwing the ball in the ring. So that's the only change of it. So. It looks so beautiful, basketball. That's where I started.
Have you ever gone out to the Hub Sports here in Spokane? They do pick up games of chair basketball.
We're planning something about that, but I would love to explore so many. Now that I have a little bit of time, be around Spokane, I will make sure.
Yeah, we got to get John on that.
Yeah, I'll take the town along with me. That memory back home in Ghana for. I know that the whole year, so I will make sure I'll take what I can in there.
Yeah, and then, keep bringing people back.
That hot water next year, we are hoping to bring one Rocky for the first time to participate in Bloomsday. That has been what I've been doing.
How do you raise funds for that?
That is the other challenge aspect. And to be honest with you, my being here this year, I give my thumb up for Tom and the team around trying to raise funds to buy my tickets, get me here. I was here with my daughter. Yeah.
For, nice. So,
it has been a beautiful journey. Fans has never been easy. Equipment aspect have never been easy. But as I said, because of what we are doing, it's a beneficial. Immediately you reach out to other people in the world, they feel like, okay, this is something good we want to support. In the same way, I dug my heart out for the Spokane, the people who on Facebook who support, who send something through John to support my coming and everything. It has been amazing. I will use this opportunity to say a big thank you to each and everyone who are making it possible all the time for my being here through financial way, through hosting me and all those stuff. I'm so, so, so grateful.
Well, and I know that our listeners, some of them would definitely want to get involved. So do they, can they go to your nonprofit website to donate? Like, what's the best way to get funds to you and your cause?
The best way now is through Ms. Joan, who is helping. But if they want to reach out, they can reach out through your medium at the moment and through Joan. And
perfect. Find us. We're going to get you connected.
And the support that you want to offer us. And one thing I keep on saying, you are not doing it for Rafael. You are doing it for the next generation. I'm just the face, but anything you are putting in my life, you are just investing in the next generation to come, not Rafael. Because Rafa is just a face, but the face for the people who cannot speak for themselves, the people who cannot fight for their rights, the people who people look at down upon, that's the people you are supporting. I'm just a vessel God is just using, but the bigger people up there who are the bigger future beneficiaries, they are up there.
Well, I think you'll have a long pathway for that. Like Jerry, who we work with at our work, he's 75. He just stopped competing not too long ago.
Yeah.
And it's like, I can see like you're going to be making a big difference in this world for a very, very long time.
Thanks.
Anything that we have a lot of leaders and parents here that have kids with disabilities, and sometimes they're like, oh man, I don't know if my kid can work or I can't. There's a lot of like barriers that like they'll put up themselves. Is there anything you'd say to them directly about what's possible for their children?
One thing I keep on saying to all the parents is, look, God have never make a mistake. You are not the starting point that you're going to make that mistake on. That child is just an innocent. It was two couple who make love and give birth. That child is just an innocent. And the innocent not to face your frustration. Just give your support that you can. Sometimes it's hard. Some of our disability is so difficult. But what are we looking at? We are looking at the life that is in that person. That's the most important. So what you need is to do your best to make sure that life shine. That is your support. That is your support because that child need it. And that child, anytime he smile, it brings some happiness to you. So look for that smile in that child's face always. And that's what I can say to you or to all the parents who might be listening to me at the moment. That smile is a smile to you. It's a smile to everyone. It's difficult, but look for that smile in the face of that child.
You heard it here. Rafa is beautiful.
Thanks.
Thank you for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
You're amazing.
Thank you.